Meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you very much, Fazani. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the NCSG Icon 63 webinar on Monday, 15th October 2018 at 1300 UTC. On the call today, we have Akin Remy Peter Taiwo, Bruna Martins Dos Santos, Claire Craig, Elsa Saad, Fazani Badi, Jin Hee Liu, Olga Kiriluk, and from staff, we have myself, Mariam Bakoshi. I'd like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes, and also a reminder to please mute your microphones when you're not speaking. Over to you, Fazani.
Okay, thank you very much, Mariam. Hi, everyone. It's a small and very cozy group today. So I was planning to go through the what non-commercial stakeholders group is. However, since I see that some of you guys, like most of you, actually know what we are and what we do, and you're not new members, I can skip that. But I'm just gonna, just for the sake of recording, I'm just gonna touch upon it. So we are the non-commercial stakeholder, or sometimes stakeholders group, and we are the home to civil society in generic name supporting organization. What does this generic name supporting organization at ICANN does? Well, as it comes, you can get it from its name, it works on generic names that are going to be domain names. So it works on the allocation policies and at the top level, like for example, that baby, or at the second level, and then decides about like policies that are regarding that. And there are like a myriad of policies that you can think about when it comes to generic names. So we are the generic name supporting organization has various stakeholder groups, and we are the only non-commercial voice there. So and I'm, later on, I'm just going to tell you what we actually care about. But as you can see now, we have the GNSO Council, and then there is the non-commercial stakeholder group, and then we have two constituencies. We share a home with the commercial stakeholder group GNSO Council. GNSO Council has two homes. One is the contracted parties, like registrars, those that actually sell you the domain name and allocate it to you. And then we have the house of the non-contracted parties, the ones that do not have a contract with ICANN but still get involved with making policies, which are mainly commercial group and non-commercial group. We do not share commonalities and viewpoints, many common viewpoints on policies regarding the domain names with the commercial stakeholder group. But there are various admin stuff that we have to do together, you will see that if you're coming to Barcelona or participating remotely, you will see the differences in our opinion more. So as I said, we have the NCSG constituencies, the non-commercial users constituency, and the not-for-profit operational concern constituency, which I have Bruna and Joan hopefully will join us too, that later on they will tell you what we do. Basically, NCSG non-commercial stakeholder group is the overarching stakeholder group with the constituency inside it. This doesn't mean that so if you are the constituency member, you are definitely NCSG member. But NCSG has its independent members as well. So you don't have to necessarily be a constituency member but at NCSG, but if you are a constituency member, you are the stakeholder group member as well. It's just kind of like a governance that people get very confused. What is the difference between NCSG and its constituency? It's just that we are the overarching stakeholder group, and we make policy at that level. We contribute to policy. So what do we do at MCSU? What are our values? We protect freedom of speech in domain name policy by preventing intellectual property interests and government interests to overreach in generic names. What does that mean? It means that if the government want to say that any generic name that has some sort of a resemblance to some geographic name is theirs, we object to that. And also we want to prevent ICANN from becoming the content regulator because ICANN is a very powerful organization that has the bottleneck of the domain name. It is very easy to if it becomes a content regulator, it's censored. Basically, it can take down content. And also, we want to keep the DNS app use definition limited. So we don't want copyright to be classified as a DNS app use, domain name system app use, only a technical definition. And of course, we care about privacy, global access to domain names, and other human rights protection. Now, what is outside of MCSU's remit? I'm going to go through this really quickly because most of you know what's going on, but just going through it really quickly. And then, so what is outside MCSU's remit? Some people think that we work on broadband infrastructure and stuff like that. That is not what we work on. What we work on is solely domain name policy and the related aspects of. So if we say internet access, we don't mean actually the whole internet ecosystem. We mean the domain name system. When we say development issues, the policies that relate to development issues, we solely focus on domain name system. How do we bring these values to our values to the processes of ICANN? We have elections every year. We have council members. We elect the council members for a two-year term position. And at the council, they will get engaged with representing us. But also, what we do as the MCSG members in general, we help the council, we get involved with policy development processes, we tell the council, our council representatives, what sort of issues are out there that they should pay attention to, and also, and they vote on issues on our behalf, and of course, we outreach in region, all sorts of programs like that. Now, when you're going to Barcelona, or if you're like attending remotely, what you need to do to pay attention to these acronyms that will be thrown at you? One is PVP, one is CCWG, one is CC. There are going to be like a lot of acronyms. But if you look at them simply, PVP is just the policy development processes, and that's where you should be really, because that's where you can make changes. Of course, it's going to be a very slow and very slow process, and so you cannot make things change in Barcelona. But the more you attend these policy development processes, the more you understand what is going on. And I'm going to tell you what ICANN is focusing on at the moment. And then the CCWGs are the cross-community session. What does cross-community mean? We have various groups at ICANN that get involved with policy, either as an advisory group or either as like us who get involved with policymaking. We bring these groups together and have a cross-community session that has all the groups, that reflects all the groups' ideas and opinions. These sessions are normally very interesting because you see the conflict of opinion among these various groups, or who shares opinion with what group, and basically understand the ICANN dynamics a little bit better. Now, okay, so now we are coming to the We are coming to actually Farrell. Hello. We are coming to the most relevant part of this presentation, which is what are we going to do at ICANN 63? It came to my mind that we have like these three topics to focus on. One is advocate for strong data protection for domain name registrants in registration directory. Now, how do we do that? There is the expedited policy development process. This is like it's not going to have closed sessions, but the members, unlike other policy development processes that is open to everyone, this one is only the members of the APDP can comment and speak, but you can of course observe. And if you see something that you want to tell us, you think that there are some dimensions that we are missing in our interventions, you can just come and tell us, hey, I think this should be like that, or advise us on other approaches. So there's a cross-community session on GDPR. GDPR is the data protection law in Europe that came into effect in May. And fortunately has made ICANN to respect the privacy of domain name registrants a little bit more. So we are going to have a cross-community session. This session is very, very interesting. And I do recommend that everyone attends it from NCSG. We are going to talk about why privacy is important. Of course, there's going to be the other group that wants to have access to the personal information of the domain name registrants. So they will come from that point of view, how to give them access because they want to enforce their rights or, bring us public safety or whatever. Basically, and I have put this in my schedule. I have put all these relevant sessions in my schedule. So don't worry about the date or if you don't see it now, when I have shared it on the mailing list, you can just go there and go to my schedule and see where the GDPR session is. Then we also want to work on less politicization of the DNS, less trademark overreach. I believe, and this is what I want to discuss with you also in Barcelona. I believe that the politicization of DNS happens when delegation of generic names in domain name space becomes a political matter. So it doesn't become, that means that the government gets involved and claim things and put it under the umbrella of public policy, which might or might not be, but they claim that it squarely fits under the allocation, squarely fits under government remit. This I call the politicization of domain name space, which we see in the new GTLD. New GTLD, remember that baby that, I don't know, that Xerxes and stuff like that. So these are like the new GTLD allocations. What we do is that we go to there is a policy development process about a new one, which is about how to allocate these new GTLDs. And as you know, the first round of the new GTLD allocation was bumpy. We still don't have that Amazon allocated, as you saw, the board has still put that Persian Gulf and that Halal and that Islam on hold. So this is like a very interesting thing to look at, but also, as I said, don't think that you are gonna change things now. It's a very slow process, but they came up with their first recommendation, which was 300 pages. Now, the other thing that we should prevent is to see that the international governmental organization always want to reserve their names, and they believe that they own these names. However, when these names are they relate to generic names and can be like totally generic and are not a trademark or anything, then we don't want the intergovernmental organization to actually reserve them. I believe personally that reserving names in general does not bring any protection, but what it does is to hamper freedom of speech and unnecessarily not allocate the domain name. But of course, you can disagree. As I said, we did not. We don't have like a common position on all of these things. But I have also put in the schedule on which policy development processes you should attend in order to see how the policy for allocation of the new GTLDR are being made, how the intergovernmental organizations want to claim rights over certain names and what the potential problems are there. Then the third part of ICANN 63 is that we want to prevent ICANN from becoming a content regulator. And how do we do that? We look at the DNS abuse initiatives. DNS abuse initiatives are the initiatives that either ICANN comes up with or normally intellectual property stakeholder group is very keen on talking about DNS abuse because they think that copyright and almost all the trademark stuff is DNS abuse, copyright infringement, and of course counter phishing is DNS abuse. To some extent, we have to fight with that, and what we need to do, because that would lead to content regulation. That would lead to ICANN taking down websites based on content because they, for example, infringed copyright. Well, it should not do that. So what we need to do is to focus specifically on DNS abuse initiatives. And wherever we see that they're saying that, for example, there's this whole broad range of list of issues that are not really technical DNS abuse, but they want to put it in there, we should object to that. And the other thing that we need to do is, for example, ICANN does these studies and research on, how registrars are doing in fighting DNS abuse. And sometimes you see that it gets meddled and ICANN should not later on put pressure based on these reports on registries and registrars to take action on things that are not related to ICANN mandate and mission. And ICANN mandate and mission is very limited. It's technical coordination. It develops policy for coordination of the DNS, and it's like limited to technical issues. But also we have policy issues, but it does not get into the content of domain names, of the domain names. Right. So these are the three goals that I thought we should have. One is strong data protection for domain name registrants data, less politicization of the DNS, prevent ICANN from becoming a content regulator. Now, so the relevant PDP meetings are the EPDP is the group on temporary specification of for GTLD registrants data. Don't get confused by this title. It just means that this is the group that they're discussing the how to change a new kind of ICANN contract that relates to the registration data of the domain name registrants. And so this is the privacy part of the thing. As I said, you can't become a member of this group. The members have been appointed, but you can, of course, observe. Then the new GPL, the subsequent procedures, as I told you, it's about the allocation of new GTLDs, and then review of all rights protection mechanism in all GTLDs. And this is something I have not covered, but this is about how intellectual property owners and trademark owners assert their rights, and how they can protect their rights, and how they can stop trademark infringement in domain name. So we have various mechanisms, and this is also something that we should be very careful about, because we don't want trademark overreach into domain name policy, so that they can also claim generic names as trademarks. So what we need to do is to pay attention to this group as well. So these are like the three group PDP groups that you see. These are like the main ones at ICANN. So if you pick one of them, of course the EPDP one, you are not going to have a lot of leeway because you cannot participate. You can, of course, up there. But if you pick, for example, new GTL, the subsequent procedure, or the review of all rights protection mechanism, and go in depth and attend their meetings and start listening to the conversation and discussions, you will find issues that could be to your interest, and you could find it interesting. Now, these are like the aim, I think the goals of NCSG at a Barcelona meeting were three of these threefold. Now, we are going to have a meeting with the contracted parties. As I said, the registered and registrars. And we are going to talk about privacy of domain name registering. And because the contracted parties are the ones that actually are at the operational side of things. Whenever we make policy, these policies will become like agreements, and they are put into their contracts between ICANN and the registrars and registrars. So they have a lot of there's a lot of things to discuss with them, because all of the operational aspects of things affect domain name registrants' rights, which we care about. We care about non-commercial rights, of course. We should do with the contracted parties, we will discuss the data protection, their compliance with data protection laws, how they are trying to protect the privacy of their customers who are domain name registrants. But also, I think it would be good to ask them how they are going to implement and whether they should implement this new technology that is going to replace WHOIS for gathering the personal information of domain name registrant. So these are the two aspects of things I considered to discuss with them. On a lot of things, I think when it comes to the privacy and data protection, because domain name registrants are the registrars and registrars' customers, they are very they try to respect the privacy of the domain name registrants to some extent. However, we want to have a global, we want to protect the domain name registrants' privacy globally. So what we want to do is to kind of have this conversation so that not only the Europeans, the European registrars and registrars apply the data protection measures, but also this will happen at the global scale. So we are going to talk about that. If you don't let me talk all the time. If you have any question or anything, just jump in. Now, we are going to have Jack and NCSG a meeting. And you know that what Jack is. Jack is the Government Advisory Committee. These are, so they are the government representatives and they, we are on the who is and the privacy of the domain name registrants. They are on the, from their communiques and their performances in the policy development processes, I see that they are very much into, very much on the other side, which means that they, while they say that they want to protect the privacy and of domain name registrants, they want to have also, they think that it is very important to provide access to this data. And we are struggling with that because we believe that the government also should, it is in the public interest to actually protect the privacy of domain name registrants. But also there is on, there are various, but unfortunately they are on this other side and they believe that there should be access to personal information of these registrants and it should be facilitated by ICANN, which would totally, well, not totally, but to some extent we disagree that this, all this protection of the domain name registrant data should be undone and just bulk access be given to, users. But now we are going to go and meet with GAC, but the most interesting part of this is that we are going to be sharing the panel because GAC gets its own room. So we are going to be sharing the panel with the intellectual property constituency. So, this is going to be fun. What we are going to do is that because intellectual property constituency is on the, again, believe that there should be access to, sometimes they think that there should be unlimited access to domain name registrants personal data. And they, because they want to enforce their intellectual property rights, so they want to be able to see who is the registrant of the registrant of all these Facebook domain names. And then so that they can contact them or go and get them and enforce their rights. What we are against that. We think that there are many mechanisms by ICANN that have been put into place for them to enforce their rights. So, but, and we don't think that there should be like easy access. There should be some kind of like a framework or a standard for access, but there should not be easy access to domain name registrant personal data. Now we are going to share the panel with, people that we disagree with, and I still don't know how we are going to do this, but, we are going to send one representative from NCSG and we are going to tell the government that they should, as much as they follow public safety advice, they should also follow their data protection authorities, or if they don't have one, they should follow their, they should follow the principles of data protection and at least pay attention to it. And that's what's going to be our message. Now, with, then we are going to have NCSG meeting with Ward, and that you don't see any dates on this and you don't see any time or anything. Please just don't get confused. I have put all this in the schedule that I shared with you. I'm going to share it with you again. And I'm just going over this so that you know these are like the most important meetings to attend. So NCSG meeting with Board. We normally have to, like robots, ask questions that are like pre-drafted before the session, and we have to send it to the board, and then board prepares its own answer. So we are gonna have, I think in Puerto Rico we had a really good board session, but normally it's like a very, it's not the conversation as such. There are these questions that we ask, and then the board answers them. One of the questions that we are asking is that whether the board keeps track of finalized PDPs and public comments that is reopened for the community. Why are we asking this question? This came about because the board on two occasions has reopened issues and has put a strain on the community. And the ironic part of this is that they want to discuss with us what should we do to make the policy development more efficient but also more transparent and accountable. But on the other hand, they come and reopen issues and they tell us, oh, the government advisory committee told us to reopen this issue. So this issue you've been working on for the past year, you should work on it more. And then a group of people or volunteers again have to go and discuss. And so we want to ask them if they keep track of how much strain they are putting on the community when they reopen. Then we have the question whether the board believes that the whole community wants a unified access model to registering personal information in Huawei. Why are we asking this question? Because, well, imagine now that Huawei is the domain name registering personal information in Huawei is redacted, all the interest groups want to have access to this personal information because they used it for various reasons. Some of the reasons are not within ICANN mission and mandate. And they want to use that. So they want to have access. So they have been calling on ICANN to come up with an access model, a unified access model. And they have been telling ICANN that we need this. There's cyber doomsday. Everything is just shutting down. The internet is not working anymore. So we need a unified access model, which we don't agree. The NCHU does not agree with the unified access model. We believe that there should be access, but it should be controlled in an accountable way. So basically, what's going to happen in this question, we are asking whether the board thinks that there is consensus in the community for a unified access model. Because we have seen in blogs and in various pieces that ICANN says that the community wants us to come up with a unified access model. While we have sent many letters and told them that we don't want a unified access model, we want an access model would suffice. And you have to also focus on how to keep the data protection of the domain name registrant parent and not to violate it. So we are going to ask ICANN board whether they think that the whole community asked them, and if not, then why are they saying in their correspondences the whole community wants a unified access model, and why is ICANN all the time after going coming up with guidelines and advice from the data protection authorities to come up with a unified access model. Just absurd. Sorry. So if there are no, Elsa has a question about, I think this is the question. Who do you think will be on the panel? I think this is about the privacy, about the GATT meeting. I still don't know. Wait, I'm thinking about it, but we are going to send something prepared. I probably go myself. Stephanie and I normally go there. Maybe this time we send someone a little bit newer, but it should be someone who's prepared. Okay. Now the third question was what Colin suggested, and it came to me on time, so I put it in. Regarding ICANN org's human rights impact assessment, whether the specific assessment methodology can be made available, an unredacted version of Loning's final report be publicly available. Human rights impact assessment is important for us. We would like to see how ICANN is ICANN's operational stuff actually hampers human rights. And so this is a good question to ask. So these are the three questions that we are going to ask the ICANN board. Any concerns, anything you want to say, any question you have? No? Okay. So you mean I just go on talking? Okay. All right. So we have the NCSG Policy Committee meeting at ICANN 63 as well. We are going to mainly talk about the privacy and the policy development process that is dedicated to it, but also we are going to talk about GNSO Council stuff. Now, we are going to thank you, Peter. I actually like it when people listen to me. So, for the NCSG policy meeting, unfortunately, Rafiq is not around, but then it's gonna be, you know, you remember that I explained the GNSO Council to you. They normally have their own, meetings, and they have a lot of meetings, and it's totally suggest that you attend as much of their meetings as you can, not only to see how they function, but also see how your representatives perform there. And then, so that the NCSG policy meeting is going to cover the issues that is going to be discussed or has been discussed in the GNSO Council meeting, because this is how we coordinate. So we have the policy meeting, we say, so what should we do for the GNSO Council meetings on these various issues? Then we will have the NCSG open meeting. Because this is the AGM, the annual general meeting, we have various open sessions that is allocated to the stakeholder groups and constituencies. Now, what are we going to do with our open session? One is that I'd like to talk about the NCSG goals and strategy. I want us to sit down, because this is what we did not do properly last time, and I think we need to sit down and really discuss what are our goals, what are our strategies, because I just present you the goals and the strategies and how to go about it, but we really need to have a discussion to hammer it down. So, and then how do we implement our values? How do we infuse these values that we have into ICANN policy processes in the next 5 years if ICANN exists? So this is going to be the first segment of the session. I'm thinking to have you to just write down what you think should be our goals and what should be the strategies. For example, our goals could be what I have on the other slides, prevent the politicization of domain namespace, or protect the privacy, or keeping the DNS abuse definition and applications limited to technical issues. These are these could be some of our goals, and then we have to come up with the implementation. How do we strategize to reach those goals? And this is going to be kind of like my last word, because as you know, Stephanie is going to be the chair of NCSG at the end of the AGM. So, okay, sorry, I totally did not pay attention to chat. Okay, Kathy is saying in 40 minutes with no preliminary materials. You really think there is no preliminary material? You think I have a day job? I only do NCSG. But then, yes. So for 40 minutes, we are going to talk about goals and strategies. And for another 30 minutes, we are going to talk about implementation achievements and way forward. there was some materials for the the last session that people did, and then Kathy, this is not going. No, we need to really. I'm not thinking about anything narrower. We are gonna have really distinct three overarching goals, which I have laid out. If you go and look at the slides, and then we are gonna think about how we are going to. It's not gonna be very complicated. So we are not gonna achieve the world dominance, not yet. What we are gonna do is that we are going to discuss what we are lacking, what goals we have, and how should we achieve them. And I think this will be beneficial for the next year. I don't think it should be like within the next 5 years, but then I can want to strategize for the next 5 years, but I don't think we should do that. I think we should just sit down, and because people keep asking us, what are we doing at NCSG? So I think if we can come up even with some text, which is actually in our brochure, but a little bit more elaborate. And then also when we come up with these overarching goals and stuff like that, and then coming up with a way forward, what we can do is that, for example, say, okay, so we need a strategy group for NCSG. Some people that sit down and say, okay, so how are we going to achieve these things? Because I think we are at a critical, stage that we have many things ongoing. We have not had, we are more active than, either say, previous years, but we are still not proactive, but very reactive. So what we need to do is to think about how we are going to change that. Bruna, the questions, the one or two questions, I am going to assemble the one or two questions, but I'm sure no one would read it until they come to the section. I know you guys. Right. Then for like 15 minutes, we are going to talk about, the sessions that we are going to have in the second segment of, NCSG Open Session. And this is when we have invited people and groups to come and join us and talk to us. I'm going to tell you what these issues are about. For example, for NOMCOM, it's the nominating committee that selects board members, and then some of the board members, not all of them. And we are underrepresented in this committee, and they're going under review, and I would like to send them the message that if you are implementing the NOMCOM reviews, you have to look at the underrepresented NCSG and see what you can do to get us like more representation on the committee that selects the board members. And then we come to the we are going to start at 16. Don't look at the timing in this table, it's wrong. So basically then we are going to have a meeting. I have not done the meeting with the budget team. I still have not received a lot of interest. We might not have a meeting with the budget team. Then we are going to have the SSR2 meeting. So this is the Security Stability Review Team, and they had a very interesting story. It was in Abu Dhabi that they had to stop and put a pause on their activities, and then they have resumed their activities. And I can see that, I don't want to put anyone on the spot, but I see that Eric, who is, has recently joined us and is on SSR2, is on this call. Eric, if you can talk, can you tell us a little bit about this, what you are doing at SSR2?
That's totally not putting me on the spot. I'm one of the vice chairs on the SSR2 review team, and I'm not sure exactly what would be useful to talk about, but we've sort of recently resumed our work. We had a re-kickoff meeting in the ICANN offices in Washington, D.C. We had a board-appointed facilitator help us sort of get back on our feet and get people back in the same room with each other. We reassessed our leadership, and we now have a chair, which is Russ Housley, and three vice chairs that are Denise Michelle, Lauren, and me, Lauren Weisenberg. And we have started working on basically where we left off, and with an eye towards where we're likely to go next. And so the first thing that was on our list is sort of the mandatory thing that we have to do is review the SSR1, the result of implementation of the SSR1 recommendations. So we've been going through that, and we've been making reasonable progress, but we've also updated our terms of reference and our scope, and we're looking forward to sort of reaching out to the community and getting our feedback on the ground. Is that kind of what you had in mind, Farzana?
Yeah, sure. Considering that I put you on the spot, I forgive you. Okay, yes, great. It was great. Thank you. So I think the problem with this group was that, and Eric can correct me if I'm wrong, the scope of the group, it looked like they were, it was not as limited as we wanted it to be. But, and as I told you, one of our mission is to actually have like a limited scope of when it comes to DNS abuse and security, stability, and resiliency of the internet should be only of the domain name should be only interpreted narrowly. Now, there were some speculation, it might be wrong, that the group was going out of scope but now they have resumed it, and it's very important work, and we're going to talk to them, and I'm a big fan of their chair. He's a very, very prominent techie guy that I think I have a lot of respect in the community. But anyhow, then we go, so this SSR2 meeting is not going to be as exciting as the last one we had. Abu Dhabi. Then we will have the ALAC meeting. What Kathy wants to talk. Go ahead, Kathy.
Hi, everyone. Can you hear me?
Not okay. Very well, but go ahead.
Okay. Let me try a little louder. Thanks, Elsa. So it has to do with the budget meeting. And last year at this time, we had many, many questions about the budget, about the crop grants, about travel. There are people, I think even, on this call, who know a lot more about those questions, but everyone was very, very concerned. And I'm sure Miriam could find the materials that we prepared at that time. And so I just wanted to know if those questions have gone away. Our activities as NCSG seem to have been constrained this year for not having as much funding. That's just my sense. So have these questions gone away? And why wouldn't, it's a history of ICANN that you kind of have to keep up the pressure and the concern and the questions if you're about to lose something. And you can't assume that it's coming back. So I want to know why we're dropping the budget, and also I'm very interested to learn what we're going to do in the meeting with ALAC, since we seem to be kind of polar opposites with them on many issues right now. Thanks.
Kathy, I asked the policy committee and others whether they wanted to talk to budget people. The problem is that I am, to be honest, I don't know what we are getting out of these discussions with them. We are not getting any new information. With the crop and stuff, we did manage to kind of not accept a lot of the reductions that they had considered. The problem, so for example, for crop didn't in one of the proposals, crop didn't even crop is this travel thing that they give for the regional travel to domain name system meetings or for outreach and inreach. So basically, what crop didn't appear on the proposal until we actually raised concerns. Now, the thing is that last year we did have a lot of things to say. This year, to be honest, I don't know what we can say that can be effective. And they're going to update us on FY19. But okay, sure. I can put in, I can take away NOMCOM 30 minute time slot. I'm going to have 15 minute budget. I'm going to have 15 minute NOMCOM. So yeah. Well, if I have half an hour budget, Kathy, you are the one who should be leading that session and asking questions. Because to be honest, I do not receive many questions from the members, and at the moment I do not see any. So I will take your concern to the policy committee. I will take your concerns to a policy committee, and I will talk to them, and I will tell them that we are gonna see if we can like switch. What other people think? Do other members have any opinion about this? Do you want budget to be given a half an hour time slot during our NCHU open session? If you do, just okay. New hand, go ahead, Kathy.
Hi, policy. I'll take it. I don't think we need half an hour, maybe 20 minutes, 15 to 20 minutes, as long as we start on time. But I did want to ask if there's anybody else in the room who wants to work with me on this, who's been concerned about the budget, has worked on it, or wants to work on it. The other thing is I do need Miriam to give me the historic materials from last year, where we were, because I know we prepared some things. And I don't have time to look through it, given that I'm organizing for face-to-face. Rights Protection Mechanism sessions in Barcelona. I don't have time to do that kind of research, so I'll need Miriam to do the research and give me last year's materials on this. If that's the case, I'll lead it, but only if I can get the historic materials. And I do want to know if anyone else is interested in working with me on it, because this is kind of the lifeblood, the money, especially a civil society. This is the money that in some ways keeps us going and our participation going. Thanks.
Yeah, Kathy, I think it's important, but then the thing is that I don't know what exactly we are going. So are we going to tell them our concerns? Are we going to tell them, look, you cut our budget here and here and here, what are you going to do next? Or what are we going to do? I don't know exactly what. Let's take this conversation. I hear you. I am going to put a 20-minute budget thing. Okay, Bruna wants it as well. All right, good. I am going to do that for 20 minutes, but I'm not clear on what exactly you want to raise, so we should take this conversation offline and see what we can come up with, and of course consult with the members. Now, let me go to the ALEC conversation. Now, you know what ALEC is. I think most people in this room know. ALEC is this advisory committee that represents end users. Now, end users, you would think that end users are, so they would be protecting the interests of the domain name registrants in general, and also the people that use the domain names and go to websites and stuff. But then ALACH is, we have many, so they do have non-commercial civil society members, but interestingly enough, they also have intellectual property, trademark lawyers as their members. The difference between ALACH and NCSG is that, first of all, it's an advisory committee. It's much bigger than us. Also, its role in ICANN governance is very different. They are an advisory group, while we actually get involved with the policy. The problem that has been raised, and Kathy mentioned it, is that we are not having on a lot of issues that we thought we should be having commonalities, we don't. For example, when it comes to the privacy and data protection of for example, when it comes to data protection and privacy of the domain name registrant, ALACH not all of ALACH, but it has assigned representatives that only want to support the cause of the intellectual property and the government for having access to the personal, easy access to the personal information of the domain name registrants, and they are kind of like allies in that. So that kind of surprises us, because also ALAC members, not all the ALAC members are pro that, but they are pro privacy. So this is what I think we should talk about. We should talk about, you know, whether there can be a balance at ALACH with this regard. The other thing that we should talk to them, because, you know, we have written a letter to the board. We wrote a letter to the board once, which raised a lot of havoc in ALACH, and they were very upset. But we told the board that because their review was going on, ALACH review was going on, we told the board that the implementation plan that ALACH had for implementing the reviews, with the recommendations, was not adequate. We wrote a very strongly worded letter. It doesn't mean that we don't like them. It means that we just wanted the review to be done and the recommendations to be implemented, because we spend a lot of money on these reviews. So then they can just discard half of the recommendations. So I think that this is something that we can talk about with them. And also, there are other commonalities. For example, ALACH has a lot of, their RALs are from around the world. They are from the developing region. We have a lot of issues such as, for example, the visa issues, or even this problem that we had in NAMCOM, if you remember a couple of meetings ago. I did talk to ALACH about it. I mean, of course, we didn't do anything. I mean, they didn't get anywhere. But I think where there's like convergences and commonalities, we should discuss. And there is another controversial thing that we need to talk to them about. I don't know if we should raise this or not. We should talk about when I don't think this is really our business, but we should flag it that it doesn't come across as so well when the intellectual property people that were members of business constituents or intellectual property and are not really end users, but they are actual people that have interest and show their affiliation with these constituencies, join ALAC or RALOS, and then start drafting their statements and stuff. This this might be some kind of a capture, but then also we have to be very diplomatic when we put this out there, so not to have any kind of, you know, we want to be amicable, we want to be friendly, we want to talk about our divergences and commonalities. And the new ALEC, incoming ALEC chair, I have worked with her, and I think we are going to be able to work with them in where we agree and where we don't disagree. We can just criticize. All right, I hope I convinced you. If you don't think that is because I don't think ignoring ALEC is the way to go, Kathy. They are influencing a lot of the processes, and we need to tell them our concerns. It's going to be, so the new ALEC chair is going to, didn't she put me on the spot? I can't remember her name. She's from, I cannot remember. I better not say anything because it's going to be embarrassing. So I will tell Maureen Hilliard. Yes. All right. Okay then. Let's go. And also I think, ALEC has these conversations among themselves. And for example, if you consider that Joanna, who is our member, joined ALEC, recently, and she's like a privacy advocate or and a scholar. So we don't want to influence them, but we also want to see what is going on about privacy and data protection, and what is their position, really. So that I'm glad I made the case. I talked a lot. Oh my God, 6 plus 10. All right. So I'm glad that Colin is here. So Colin, you have the CCWP on human rights session. And you could tell us a little bit more about it. This is like the CCWP is a working party on human rights that ICANN and Colin is running it, NCSG is supporting the efforts. And I think that Colin is not listening to me. So, okay, go ahead, Colin.
Say over to you. hi, everyone. Yeah, sorry for joining late, but it looks like I got here just in time. Right, so the cross-community working party on ICANN and human rights is, you don't actually get a member of the NCSG, meaning that it's open to other people and other parts of the community who are interested in exploring the relationship between ICANN policies and activities and human rights, but it is supported by the NCSG and it is largely driven by NCSG members, which makes perfect sense because the goals of the CCWP really line up very well with the NCSG's mission in ICANN. A few meetings, one of the things that we've been focused on was the implementation of the cross-community working group on enhancing ICANN's accountability stream 2 recommendations. So most notably, there was the sub-track that was on human rights, which was tasked with developing a framework of rotation for what's known as the human rights bylaw, but it's really more accurately the human rights core value. However, that work has largely been on ice because the Workstream 2 recommendations are still making their way through the ICANN bureaucracy and have yet to be approved by the board. I think that this will be happening shortly, but we've actually got, during the meeting, I will paste the agenda in the chat. We're going to get an update from Bernie Turcotte, I think that's how you say his name, Turcotte, maybe, who was the he was like a staff, not ICANN staff, but he was like a program, I don't really know what his role was, but he was facilitating the work stream too. So he had kind of his eyes on the bird's eye of that. So hopefully he'll be able to tell us a bit more about next steps for implementation of these recommendations. That will be one focus of the CCWP meeting. We'll also have, though I'd mentioned in the chat that a treaty Bhopana from CIS India has been working a bit on finance issues. Another thing that she's done recently was a diversity analysis of ICANN participation, mailing list analysis, and then cross-referencing that with statements of interest. But she'll be joining us to present that. We'll also impact assessment, which is, it was actually meant to be completed by August, I think, but it's a bit delayed, so we can ask them why. I haven't figured out exactly what the delay is by email. So good question for the session. And then lastly, I will be presenting progress that has been made towards developing a new model for multi-stakeholder human rights impact assessment to be carried out as perhaps either an addition to or part of policy development processes in the GNSO, and then ideally in decision-making processes of other SOs and ACs as a kind of reflex to consider positive and negative impacts of policies and as a way of operationalizing the human rights bylaw / core value. And this is actually really timely. Because we have a corresponding workshop that we will have at the Global IGF in November. So, hello, Bruna. Bruna's going to be helping us with. And then what we're going to do this time, a lot of times when we have these CCWP sessions, they have a tendency to be a bit over-engineered, but we're trying something a little bit different this time because I think it's really important to have ample time for open community discussion. So we're going to be presenting this paper that was wrapped up about human rights and ongoing policy development processes as maybe a conversation starter, and then have ample time for open mic so that people can talk not only about the things that are ongoing and identifying potential human rights impact, but also just talking about things that maybe we should be focusing on or things that they find potentially problematic or areas of study that they'd like to get involved in. So we're going to leave a good 20 minutes. Bye, Tatiana. So we're going to leave a good 20 minutes at the end of the session to discuss that. And I said I would share a link to the chat, but I'm not very good at talking and searching at the same time. So I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay. I think, thank you very much, Colin. It was great to have you to explain this. I was not sure. Sorry, this was a very last minute putting slides together, and I'm glad you were here to explain. So there is we also have like a session on Sunday, which is mainly organized by Stephanie about standardized access to personal information in Huez. So you could say that this Barcelona meeting is about data protection, Huez domain name registrants, right? Or we are gonna make it about that. So this is standard thing. She has invited many of the stakeholder groups to talk about what their perception is about access to personal information, because it has to be, access has to be standardized. Data users should be held accountable too. But if we want to do that, how do we do it? This is a very interesting session. It's more like a all the stakeholder groups, all the community members will come to the session, will discuss, they say their opinion, about access, how they want to see it. This, there is nothing binding about it. This is not a policy discussion. It's just NCSG and Stephanie talking to various groups, just facilitating their discussion on standardized access. She is going to provide an agenda, and it is also in my sketch, which I shared with you. Well, we got to the slide that Bruna and Joan are going to lead. Bruna, would you like, so as I told you, NCSG, the stakeholder group, has two constituencies. There is the NCUC and there is the MPAC. And I don't think Joan is with us, but Bruna can tell you about NCUC plans. Just like NCSG having an open session, NCUC has one too, and they also have a very, very good 3-hour outreach session, which you should attend if you're interested to know more about NCUC. And I see that all the people that are here, they're kind of more than veterans now. So, but anyway, if you're interested to know, but also they update you on policy stuff, so it would be good to go. But Bruna, go ahead and tell us what you're going to do during NCUC Constituency Day.
Great. Hi, everyone. This is Bruna, for the record. I don't know if my mic is working, so if anyone could confirm that for me, it would be great. And
yes.
Thanks, Harvey. Yeah, so NCC, during item 63, NCC will have mostly three meetings. First one is an EC meeting. Although the schedule says it's a closed meeting, I believe that anyone can come in. The only difference is that we won't have audience participation, such as just as the EPDP meetings are. So the mics will be mostly for EC members, and this is most likely an interesting one, because it will be like sort of the transition between the last UC and the new EC, which just selected a new leadership team. We will welcome input from the audience for the obviously, but this will be mostly an EC meeting. This meeting will be Saturday at morning, so Saturday around 10:30. EC will be, it's a 45 minutes meeting, so we will be discussing a lot of transition-related things. Other than this, we have an outreach with at large, which Harvey has explained. This is like mostly an opportunity for newcomers to engage with both like groups and participate on policy discussions and stuff. We will have our kind of a stellar lineup of volunteers helping us with this outreach, both from the at large and from NCC/NCSG side. Last but not least, this outreach will happen on the 22nd, so also starts at 10:30 a.m. and goes up until lunchtime. So if you're also looking for lunch, drop by. And last but not least, on Tuesday we will have our constituency day. This time we'll have a shorter one, so it's an hour and a half. And the agenda, which I'll post to the list later on, will focus mostly on policy updates. So we'll have like 40 minutes discussion on some of the important policy themes around the community. So we are thinking of new subsequent procedures, the EPDP, RPMs, and obviously the CCWPHR. We'll have hopefully calling joining us on that. And to close up this discussion on policy, we'll have our policy committee, NCC policy committee representatives, also probably highlighting the open comments to in which members can engage with and all the opportunities around policy. Other than this, our consistency day is, we're also previewing some discussion with the finance committee, so we will welcome our member of the finance committee to give us an update on what are the developments of the group. Also, we will also have this presentation from the NOMCOM leadership, and it's a 10-minute update. also an update on CAFA location. So I know that Kathy sort of like kickstarted the discussion, like threw it back to the needs of the funding discussion and all things related. So we are welcoming staff to the NCC constituency today to give us an update on the new CAFA location. And we will also share some news on the NCC capacity building program. In Puerto Rico, we did a policy writing course, and this will be the opportunity to discuss ways forward. And this is pretty much the agenda for NCC Constituency Day. It'll be like a very short one, and I do hope that we get to discuss everything that we're planning and that everybody else joins. So everybody's pretty much welcome to this. Thanks a lot, Farzi.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much, Bruna. So Joan is not here, and so I cannot. MPOS is also going to have a constituency session, and I don't know their agenda. And one thing that I should tell you that the constituencies are totally independent from NCSG. They do their own thing, and we do not. There are like some certain admin stuff that NCSG will follow up on, but in general, they do their own thing. So I do not tell Bruna what she should do for the constituency. I might do it as the NCUC member, but NCSG does not get involved with setting agendas for the constituencies, and as I said, policy normally is issued and done through the NCSG, the stakeholder group. But NCUC predates NCSG. It was first NCUC that was convened, and then in 2009, I think, or something, they came up with this stakeholder group idea, and MPAC was created. And so if you see that there are a lot of members of NCUC, and NCUC is so active and sometimes even more important in some discussions, CONSECRES is more important. Of course, not more important, but CONSECRES is more important because it's one of the oldest constituencies at ICANN that is about non-commercial users. And then, and they also have an outreach with at large, which Bruno mentioned. In this outreach, we are going to do policy updates. But remember that you can come to policy, you can talk about policy anywhere in NCUC, in NCSG. Anyone can get involved with policy development processes from any constituency, but we do the public statements and comments at the NCSG level, but this does not prevent the constituencies to do their own thing. Now, let me go to, wow, four people have left us? No one is allowed to leave for the next 8 minutes. At least I have to have 10 members on in this room. So, okay. We are going to have high interest topic sessions and also cross community session, which is like I can arrange it, but also I have been involved with setting the agenda for some of it. Stephanie also helped a lot because Stephanie is our subject matter expert on GDPR as well, and the privacy stuff. So you know, we are going to have, so let me tell you what cross-community session is. It's, I think I told you, it's not a cross-community, they are not policy development processes, but they just discuss with you, for example, a policy issue that has been happening, and they want to have like a cross-community, they get representatives from various groups. So sometimes you end up with this huge panel of 10 people because everyone's interest has to be represented. But they're very interesting. Some of them are very interesting. Some others, you know, they might be a little bit, for example, well, they might be able to like finance stuff, which is important to some. or I think we also have like cross-community session on auction proceeds, which is important because ICANN has this huge chunk of money that doesn't know what to do with, and I think the auction proceeds is following up on that. Then we have the then we have the heat sessions or high interest sessions. It doesn't mean that they are cross community. They can be done by one stakeholder group, by one advisory committee. For example, we could do a hit next year about us. For example, the registries are doing a hit. Registries and registrars are doing a hit about high interest session about innovation in DNS. I don't know if innovation in DNS exists anymore, but they are going to have a session about that. So these are hit sessions. One of the most important high interest sessions this AGM is the EPDP. We are going to tell you what has been done and what we are going to do. I'm sorry, we have not been updating you quite regularly. We are going to do that. We are going to do that. Either I send an update before on the mailing list before the meeting, or I will update you during the outreach and also send an email to the mailing list about our activities and where we are at. We only have 5 minutes, so and then also we have the cross community on GDPR, which I told you about. We still don't have a speaker on the panel, but we are gonna have one. We have been having difficulties getting on these cross community session panels, or getting a data protection authority to actually be represented, which is amazing. But unfortunately, we could not get the data protection authority to be on the panel this year. This time either, because there is this big data protection thing going on in Brussels at the same time. Now, we are at the end of the slides. If you want to see the like the policy briefing of the GNSO, there is this huge document. I think it's around 40 pages. pay attention to the GNSO activities. Pay attention to what will be going on during, focus on going to as many GNSO sessions, but also keep an eye on important DNS abuse sessions, also government sessions that talk about, you know, how they want to overreach into the DNS system and DNS and own as many domain name as they can, and also I think I've covered whatever I wanted to cover. I will talk to you more about and design the strategy concept of the NCSG more, because I really think that at least as a stepping stone for further discussion, we need to talk about our positions, we need to talk about our goals. And we need to be hopefully proactive, because our leaders are going to retire or they're going to step down, and the new people will arrive. And if we do not provide them with that background and our values, then I think they will be quite lost. So thank you very much. Oh, yes, Kathy, I'm sorry. You actually came in after I mentioned the rights protection mechanism. There is also, it is very important to attend the rights protection mechanism update, at least to familiarize yourself with what is going on there. Also, like, they have various PDP sessions, the WG session, working group sessions, that talk about these rights protection mechanisms, which I, as I told you, that could lead to trademark overreach, that could hamper freedom of speech and freedom to register a domain that has brother in it. So I think definitely attend those three PDPs that I told you. I think all of them have the high interest sessions that you can attend. They are in my schedule. Thank you very much for attending, and thank you very much for staying until now. And I look forward to see you either in Barcelona or in person. And I can actually announce that I can make it to Barcelona, which is great. And I will catch you online. If you need any information, if you are not attending Barcelona, but you want to be involved and be really participating effectively remotely, just let me know and we can. And I am here to help because I really feel people that are trying to participate remotely. I've done it as the chair and it's not very pleasant. Okay. Thank you, everyone. Goodbye.